سلام، فهیم هستم. به پادکست هفتگی رادیو آیلتس آفرینش گوش میدید. پیشنهاد میکنم تا پایان این برنامه ما رو همراهی کنید. اگه بیاد داشته باشید، در برنامه گذشته یک کیوکارد از کتاب The Official Cambridge Guide to IELTS با موضوع توصیف یک معلم رو بررسی کردیم. این هفته قصد داریم تا به تعدادی از سوالات پارت سوم این کیوکارد پاسخ بدیم و اونها رو مورد بررسی قرار بدیم. هرچند قسمت سوم در مصاحبه سپیکینگ فرصت زیادی رو برای فکر کردن راجع به سوال پرسیده شده به شما نمیده، به دلیل عدم وجود محدودیت برای حداقل زمان صحبت کردن میتونه موقعیت مناسبی برای نشون دادن فلوئنسی باشه. در ضمن از شما انتظار میره که به سوالات این قسمت جوابهای نسبتاً بلند بدید و از پاسخهای کوتاه و تک جمله‌ای خودداری کنید. سوال اول رو میشنویم. What can schools do to help students prepare for the next stage in their lives? Well, given the current state of education in all around the world, specifically in developing countries such as ours, I think we're a long way away from giving students down-to-earth instructions in order to get their act together and man up for jumping to the next lily pad in their life. The way I see it, they got to keep the memorization to a minimum and provide opportunities so that the students could get some real hands-on experience how to deal with the kind of life they'll actually face. Simply put, there should be less talk, more action. I mean, they got to find the student's strong suit and work on it. در ادامه تعدادی از عبارات به کار برده شده در این جواب رو مورد بررسی قرار میدیم. Down to earth, عملی. What he needs is some down-to-earth advice to handle his life. Get your act together. به وضعیت خود سر و سامان دادن. The official was asked to get his act together if he wanted to keep his position. Man up. شهامت به خرج دادن. What? You need to man up. You gotta do the job. Jump to the next lily pad. به مرحله بعد رفتن. I think it's high time we jumped to the next lily pad. Hands-on experience. تجربه عملی و دست اول. We need teachers with hands-on experience. سوال دوم رو میشنویم. What advice would you give someone who doesn't like school? I've always lived by the motto, follow your heart, it gets you to the right place. And I will make sure to pass this on to everyone I meet. I think school and education are overrated. Some kids simply don't possess the makings for this whole education thing, and just to keep their folks happy and follow the mainstream, they push themselves to do it. You know, I definitely nix the idea of studying where there's neither will nor passion to continue education. After graduation, they understand education was not actually all it was cracked up to be. So I believe they're better off dropping out of school and seek their true talent. تعدادی از عبارات به کار برده شده در این پاسخ رو بررسی می‌کنیم. Motto. شعار. He lived by the motto, forgive and forget. Overrated. بیش از حد به چیزی بها داده شده. So many pop singers nowadays are overrated. Next, رد کردن و یا قبول نکردن. Thanks for your suggestion, but I'm gonna have to nix that idea. It was not all it was cracked up to be. اونجوری که میبایست عذاب در نیومد. Well, my boss told me that this was an opportunity of a lifetime. But it was not all it was cracked up to be. سوال سوم رو میشنویم. How do you think school life differs from university life? I think they're worlds apart. First off, the values change when you enter university. I mean, it's not like you're going to be into the same child's play you used to when you're a schoolboy. It's ironic, you know. When you're at school, the teachers twist your arm to study, but you don't give in. But in university, while you're left to your own devices and nobody says a thing, you feel the urge to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Aside from these, I can't actually think of any other major differences between the two. One more thing, I figure there's also no stupid high school pranks at university. تعدادی از لغات و عبارات به کار برده شده در این پاسخ رو بررسی می‌کنیم. Child's play. کار بچگانه و کم اهمیت. Well, I'm not going to get myself into all that child's play. Twist someone's arm. کسی رو تحت فشار گذاشتن. Well, he's been twisting my arm. He wants the money. Left someone to their own devices.
کسی رو به حال خود رها کردن.
Well, boy, that's life. Right now, you're left to your own devices. To pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
با تلاش و زحمت خود پیش رفتن.
Don't get disappointed. I know it's hard, but you have to pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
ضمن عرض تشکر به خاطر همراهی شما تا این لحظه، امیدوارم که تونسته باشید از این برنامه استفاده مناسب و کافی رو ببرید. تا برنامه بعد، خدا نگهدار.
خانه آیلتس آفرینش، تنها مرکز تخصصی دوره‌های آیلتس در ایران. www.afarinesh.org